This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Listen to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Gradient. Live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey!
So many big shows this weekend from all of the different brands, but we will first be taking a look at Night of Champions and then at Great American Bash from NXT. And let's just kick off the way Night of Champions kicked off. It was the King of the Ring tournament final, Jey Uso going head-to-head with Oba Femi.
Heck of a battle. It was 8 minutes. There were moments where you thought Jey was going to win, but ultimately you did get your way. Halfway, at least. With getting King Femi. And ultimately, I'm fine with it, especially with what we got on Raw, because I think it is slowing the jetpack just a little bit, which makes it a more easy to deal with. But he is still king. He is still and will ever forever be known as King Oba Femi. He is the ruler for a reason.
Yeah, I think we were sitting here, and obviously my preference was for Oba Femi to win the King of the Ring, and then that just opened up the million questions of what do you do with the fact that he's 1-1 with Brock Lesnar. We got our answer on Raw, which was to just forego the championship opportunity at SummerSlam that he won, and instead fight Brock Lesnar in Hell in a Cell.
Now just postpone it.
Very unclear. I am hoping it's postponing.
Yeah. So from the way he worded and stuff, it's definitely that. It definitely sounded like the title will always be there. This is something I have to do now. So I could see Oba maybe challenging the World Heavyweight Champion, or maybe the WWE Champion, like maybe a Survivor Series or something. Because I don't think that they will completely write that off. Besides, the World Championship was never really tied in with the King of the Ring in the first place. It's only been done the last couple of years, so it's not that out there. And it's just, yeah, this works for Oba. This is what Oba's character is. I have a beef with somebody. I have to deal with it now. I don't care what else is on my plate.
Yeah, I'll cross my fingers that we're not forgetting it entirely, but Queen of the Ring, no championship opportunity was given up. Io Sky, Liv Morgan, we're going to get it again.
Yeah, which I'm not surprised by. And it is what it is. It was a really good match, and so because of that, I'm fine with seeing it again. It's just little irritating to see it twice within a month and a half.
Yeah, I definitely would have preferred probably just Liv Morgan to not be in the tournament to start it off, but we've clearly been doing nothing with Liv Morgan. If this is something, then that's better, especially with the clouds over Rhea Ripley. We didn't really know. Like, I would have preferred to go see Sky Ripley, but if Ripley can't go, then Ripley can't go. The right person won for sure out of these two, and we'll see how the title match goes at SummerSlam. I think it's interesting how much of the Judgment Day is now cursed. Liv Morgan, also being a victim, JD, a whole lot of them seem to be, and I think you can start to see the cracks between the Judgment Day woman. They were obviously there with Finn and then a few other chunks, and they're kind of operating in their own spheres a little bit, but Raquel wants title opportunities, did earn one on Raw. Roxanne also wants some individual opportunities. It feels like we're just waiting for one of those two to bite the head off of Liv Morgan. We had a steel cage match, longest match of the night, Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker. They went to war, and ultimately, Seth Rollins walked out on top.
Yeah, which is something I kind of alluded to, even though I was picking Braun. It's like, Seth's the kind of person that I wouldn't surprise me if he did win it. And now we know it was to set up something. It was to set up Roman versus Seth Rollins. One last time at SummerSlam to maybe give Roman a chance to finally slay the Seth Rollins demon that he's not been able to beat in this version of himself.
Yeah, I think if you'd asked me immediately following Night of Champions, I was pretty miffed with the outcome. You know, I'm sitting there going like, why didn't Bron Breakker go over? We could have done so much more. We could have done a third. We could do this, that. As soon as Raw airs, and you see that final segment on Raw where they set up and book in Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns, it's like, okay, well, that kind of needed to happen, because had Seth lost the steel cage match, it would have been not impossible, but a hell of a lot weirder to have him come out and, you know, demand title opportunities afterwards.
Yeah, and ultimately, I do think that it's also possible that we did this also for Braun's sake. Because I think that there might be a strong chance, especially if, say, Bronson Reed is ready to return from his injury, that we might get a babyface Braun get spun out of this by having Bronson Reed turn on Bron Breakker and maybe finally kill the Vision as an idea once and for all.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get something out of the Vision, because there's not that many remnants of it left. Paul Heyman wasn't even telling them that he was going to show up at Raw, and it seems as though they've been basically abandoned or injured by everybody. Let's pull the trigger now. We see Austin Theory dealing with Maxine. It's gotten more overt. It's now at the front of the scene instead of at the back of the scene. Bron Breakker is ready to break out. I think you just gotta call it. It might not be a big implosion. It might not be the awesome way that people saw it exploding, but I think it's a little dead at this point.
Yeah, and I think with the Austin Theory stuff is going to actually be the thing that maybe elevates Chad Gable. I think they are building it for Chad to finally get a match with Austin Theory, and then be betrayed by Maxine, who's working her way into forgiving him. And I think that turns Maxine heel, does something for her, gives Chad more sentimental value, and shoots him up the card. I think it'll do nothing for Austin Theory, but I don't think they plan to do anything with Austin Theory, so...
I don't think you're wrong. Well, then let's go United States Championship, Trick Williams, Ricky Saints. Probably the match that we were the most convinced of the outcome of goes the way we expected.
Yeah. It was a fine match. I like Trick, like Ricky. But yeah, this was all about Carmella Hayes versus Trick Williams, which we've begun the setup for on Raw.
Yeah, I think, you know, the SummerSlam card, it's so weird. The Night of Champions show, although it had, you know, King and Queen of the Ring, which were meant to set up world title shots, it's almost like, minus the main event that we'll get to, not a whole lot mad. Like, Obers get a title shot. Nah, we're not doing it. You're going against Brock Lesnar. Io Sky, Liv Morgan. Nah, we're just doing that one again. Seth Rollins, Braun. Seth, you're moving on. Get out of here. Trick Williams, Ricky Saints, get out of here. We were always just doing Carmella. This was a stall match. It feels like, yeah, a couple of these were like stalling matches for their feuds. And talking to that, the Women's United States Championship as well, Tiffany Stratton retaining against Jade Cargill, that was just setting up even more collisions of people down the line. We have like Charlotte Flair poking her nose in. Now you've got Jade Charlotte set up, something I thought was maybe going to be over the title, but we kept the title on Tiffany. That SmackDown Women's division's a little tight. The Raw one's tight. The SmackDown's got a little bit of room to move, but I don't really know what we're going to do with this title, with Jade, with Charlotte, if we're going to spin them off into singles, or we're going to swap the title before then. We don't have long till SummerSlam.
I think in the case of this particular fight, and this is something that they really do need to do more of, is this is a fight that doesn't need a title.
Mm-hmm.
It is strictly the greatest woman in the history of the company, and I don't think anybody will argue that with that Charlotte versus one of the most charismatic characters that have come lately. It is literally going to be an unstoppable force, meaning an immovable object, and it doesn't need a title.
Yeah, I think they can definitely build it without one. My only question is then what happens to the United States Championship? It felt like, you know, the title wouldn't necessarily have been for Jade and for Charlotte. It would have been that Jade and Charlotte were for the title, because we're still not doing a whole lot with this one.
I will say it again. Blake Monroe.
Yeah. Just got to finish her vendetta against Julia first, and then she can move on to the other pretty blonde on the SmackDown Women's Division.
Yeah, and I think on SmackDown they'll probably have the blow off for it, and we'll get to where we can get Tiffany Stratton versus Blake Monroe at SummerSlam, which is
yeah.
But yeah, I think that's where we're going. Is I think eventually we're going to get Blake Monroe versus Tiffany Stratton. How long? I don't know, but I think that's where we're going.
Fair enough. Well, main event time, WWE Championship on the line. Cody Rhodes walking in with the title. Standing opposite him is Gunther, and standing opposite both of them is Sami Zayn. We talked about it being a possibility, and a miracle happened.
One of us was more definite at it. it felt like it was set up. It was set up perfectly. Sami's, from at least lineage, is from the area. It was as if, I don't think you could have scripted, the only way you could have scripted it better is if the event took place in Montreal, which a lot of people think should have happened the first time, but better late than never. And I was so happy for Sami. And the fact that he pinned Cody. He didn't pin Gunther. He pinned Cody to win the title. That speaks volumes, too, about it. I don't know how long Sami's reign is. For all we know, it may be 1 week. Because he does have to defend the title against Cody Rhodes next week on Raw. But he can at least say he is the 56th champion in the history of that title. And is now a Triple Crown and Grand Slam champion all at one time.
Yeah, I 100% agree that Sami deserves it. I agree that it was the perfect culmination of everything. I agree that him pinning Cody Rhodes was the best plan. I am a little concerned, like you are, maybe it is only going to be 1 week. Maybe it's only going to be a couple of weeks. I don't know. My hope is that Sami Zayn can hold on to it past this next championship match he has to get through. But, you know, we're putting the SmackDown title on the line on Raw in Chicago. You can kind of guess how that potentially ends.
Yeah. I'm going to put half my chips in, because I think I think it might make you happy in some to some degree. I think
we're getting a Seamus return. Sorry,
not as happy, but still happy. I think the WWE Championship match is going to be Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I could see it. We know Drew's been floating around. It's just a time of, when are they going to bring him back?
Yep. And there will be that whole thing about it. Can Sami actually beat Drew McIntyre? Something he's never done. And it would be, and he would have to do it in order to retain his title. Because I think they would probably work some sort of stipulation where he couldn't win, retain by count out or disqualification. Because I think that will be the whole point of the match is, can Sami actually do it? He won the title. Can he beat the guy he's ever beaten?
Yeah. And I'd be really happy if that is the way it went. Mostly for the reign. Like, as cool of a moment as it was, if the plan is just to shunt the title immediately back to Cody Rhodes and go set up Rhodes Punk over the title, I'm going to be a little sad and disappointed. I personally would rather us just, if we're going to have a short Sami reign, let's say 3 months, just jam-pack in as much as we can, right? You get the rematch with Cody, the big match there. You do the match with Drew, as you say, at SummerSlam. Can he finally topple it? I don't know when or if Kevin Owens is ready to return. But these are all the ones I'd kind of just want to jam in as fast as possible if we're going to have a short Sami Zayn reign. 1 week, I will be disappointed. I'll still be happy that it happened, but I will definitely be disappointed that that's how it went.
I think the match on Raw, I think it's being set up that way to make you think the title's changing, when in reality, Sami retains and then Cody is immediately dropped by Punk.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that Sami can hold on to this title, because he is our entrance theme of the week, and it is planned for you right about now. Round up on Free FM, RFM, and MP. I'm Grady, he's Josh. NXT Great American Bash. We opened up with the NXT Championship on the line. Tony D'Angelo walked in with only one working eye, but still walked out with his championship.
Yeah, it was the first match of the night, but a relatively short match, too. 10 minutes. It does feel like Tony got to be a Super Cena for a moment, I don't know where they're going to go with Naraku from here. But I don't think he is done with with our champion, but it does feel like there will be somebody who will have to challenge him next.
Yeah, I was honestly really confused by this match. It kicks off. Naraku is like the new guy coming in, built pretty well. As you say, 10-minute match, loses relatively cleanly to a one-eyed Tony D'Angelo. And I don't know if maybe I missed Tony D'Angelo's power level being like increased 1,000-fold, but that felt rough for the new guy coming in. We thought maybe there could be some interferences, maybe some new debuts to help him, but bruh, you lost clean to a one-eyed Tony. Like, I don't know. It just feels like either Naraku's power level's really low or Tony's is massively high, and I missed that. But NXT Women's North American Championship, Zaria Tatum-Paxley, was this the send-off for Tatum-Paxley?
Quite possibly. I don't really have a problem with it. It's like Zaria needed to retain here. I mean, she didn't win the title that long ago, so yeah. And I do feel like Tatum Paxley has done pretty much all that she can do in NXT right now. Unless they want to have her like chase after the NXT Women's Championship to get maybe a title reign that's not a month, which still irritates me. It irritates me as much as me losing the title in a week. Irritating.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really see much more for her in NXT. Although we did say that same thing about Bron Breakker back in the day, and he was there for a year while we were like, he doesn't have anything left to do. Who proved?
So. Yeah, I feel like Raw's women's division is pretty light. I'm trying to find the graphic that I put together in our chat, but we've only got about 10 women over there compared to, you know, double on SmackDown. And she could definitely be used over there. Tatum, you know, got history with Sol Ruka, the current Intercontinental Champion, got history with Lyra Valkyria, a lot of history with Lyra. Who's just turned on Bayley. So I don't think it would hurt to bring Tatum up. The NXT women's division is always being stacked somehow. You can take the top 50% and it's still a stacked division. So if this was me, I'd personally pull Paxley up to Raw, and let her run around there for a little while. Maybe in a month, let it settle down after SummerSlam, maybe.
Yeah. And honestly, I could see maybe a draft after SummerSlam to maybe redistribute some of the talent. We have definitely said since the last draft a couple of years ago that SmackDown really a raw when it came to the women's division, and it does definitely need to. Especially since they moved Rhea, who was holding down the fort for the Raw division, to SmackDown.
100%.
So, yeah, it definitely does feel like they've got to redistribute things, bring in new people, bring in people from TNA, Stardom, wherever they can find them, AAA, and build their women's divisions.
100%. It needs to happen. There's no more to say on that, I think. I'm gonna skip over the non-title matches just because we're running out of time and I want to talk about the title matches. Women's Speed Championship was on the line, Rhea Ripley, successfully defending against Ariana Grace, who did win her match on NXT, where we saw Izzy Dame and whatchamacallit flip out on Sean Spears, take him out. The culling appears to be over. Are you a happy man?
That definitely. But I'm not a happy man because I think we just got proven that Birthright is going to be a pointless stable.
100%.
Just as pointless as the colon was.
100%. I watched the NXT Weekly episode where you had Birthright versus Hank and Tank and some TikTok star I've never heard of. It was rough. It was rough for Birthright. We're doing, you know, tripping people over into headbutting the other guy in the nuts kind of spots with them. I am definitely past worried that Birthright is DOA. NXT North American Championship, Miles Bourne went in as champ against Tavian Heights, managed to retain it. I do think his days are still numbered, though.
Yeah, it's just a question of who they're going to bring up to challenge him. But I think maybe the person that might be the guy that they might pull the trigger on taking the title off of might have been in one of the matches we skipped. Shiloh Hill.
Yeah.
The LFG winner.
100%. I think his stock is definitely rising, and I could see it. Yeah.
I think Miles is also rising. I think he'll be a guy that, in fact, maybe might be the guy that takes the title off of Tony.
Maybe. Well, NXT Women's Championship, we talked about who was going to take the title off of Lola Vice. Was it going to be Kendall Gray? We got it. Kendall Gray, Rin Sinclair, both gold around their waist at the end of the show.
Yeah. We did say it was like there was a strong chance of it in our preview. And yeah, I think we are to the point where it's also, I think this might have been Lola's swan song. And I think she could come up to Raw and help.
100%. I think that is definitely needed. Any sort of injection. And Tatum and Lola are the two most developed women to bring up. So give it to me. Bring them up to Raw. Let's see what they can do. Obviously, Lola also involved on AAA. Don't know if she's going to move over there a little bit more as well. But she could definitely head somewhere now. Had a great run on NXT. Well, that is all we have time for. It has been great talking to you.
Maybe.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingrndup, our Twitter page, twitter.com/wrestlingrndup, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/wrestlingrndup. And we will see you next week. The prize right in front of my eyes, taking up the sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big goal, strike quick but creep slow. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from 3, go, press X to reload. Deadly still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.